Om Shanti. Today is 27th of February 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you become complete. May you become complete. The same as the Father. And make every virtue and power your form. May you become complete. The same as the Father. Bible has said somewhere, be ye perfect even as your Father that art in heaven is perfect. Jesus says, you have to become perfect just as your Father that art in heaven is perfect. You become perfect in the same manner. Perfect in the sense, just as He is perfect, not lacking in any virtue, not lacking in any power, not lacking in any opulence, not lacking in any beauty. Just as He is perfect, situated in His own self. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't have dearth of anything. He doesn't lack anything. No paucity of any spiritual or material, nothing. Such a stage is of my Father. Be ye all as perfect as my Father is. So Baba is saying, may you become complete, undivided. The same as the Father, and make every virtue and power your form. The children who are going to become complete, the same as the Father, are always embodiments of remembrance. Yad Swarup. And embodiments of all virtues, Gun Swarup. And all powers, Shakti Swarup. To be an embodiment of something means that it becomes your form. It means it becomes your Roop. It becomes your form. That is to become embodiment of something. The virtues and powers are not separate, but you are merged in that form. Just as weak sanskaras and defects have become your form for a long time and you didn't have to make efforts to imbibe those, so make every virtue and every power become your original form. Just as this software of weak sanskaras and defects have been installed in you automatically, you didn't make any efforts, they have become your form, they have become your original form, as if in the similar manner, just as that imbibition has occurred, now imbibe every virtue and every power and let it become your original form. You should not have to make effort to have remembrance, but you should remain merged in remembrance. For only then you will be set to be equal to the Father. So this is today's blessing. What Baba is saying, just as Father is complete, in the similar manner, you have to become complete. Just as He is perfect, you have to become complete, perfect. Whilst talking with Kumaris last Sunday, Baba said, Kumaris are those who are Shiva Shaktis, means they always stay with the Father. They means they remain colored by His color. Means they are like the Father in four things. Thought, word, deed and service. Just as He is server, you are also server. Just as His, if suppose you have had ordinary thoughts, speech and actions for half the kalpa, now make your action, your speech, your form, your service like the Father. That is to become Shiv Shakti. So here Baba is saying you have to become perfect as He is perfect, as He is complete. Means you have to let go of these weak sanskaras. You have to remove these defects and imbibe all virtues, all powers. Rather, it means to become embodiment of all virtues and powers. This jnana is not just for hearing. It is to imbibe. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, your ears are like what? Golden vessels. Your ears should become golden vessels. Then only you can imbibe. Then only you can inculcate this knowledge. Your ears should become golden vessels. Without the dharana of purity, it is impossible to imbibe this knowledge in today's Sakar Murli. Make soul so pure. The nature, the sanskar of purity, imbibe it so much to the extent that you inculcate, you imbibe this knowledge hands off, hands on, very easily. That is what is the goal of this. So it is not about just hearing. It is to imbibe. For imbibition, you need purity. And for that, your ears should become golden vessel. Your ears should become broad. Jinke shravana samudra samana. It is said in Ramchandramanas, for hearing his glory, for hearing his virtues, for hearing his stories, for hearing God, your ears should become like an ocean, means unlimited, big. Shravana samudra samana. Your ears should become like that. Always eager to hear him. Always eager to hear all the points of knowledge, all the pearls of knowledge, all the jewels of knowledge. Hearing, making the vessel golden, and let it go inside. Let it get installed within you. And these virtues, these powers should become your very nature, should become the very embodiment of that. That's what Baba wants. So, ward off, get rid of all the old sanskars, old defects. This is a new Brahmin life, means everything should be new. New sanskar, new yesterday's, Sunday's Murli Baba said, everything is in 1 second. Dharana is also in 1 second. You'd got new birth, so your sanskar should be according to your birth. You got new sanskars, new clan, Brahmin clan, kul. So your Ishwariya sanskar, your godly sanskar should be according to the Brahmin clan. So it's not very difficult. It's not a hard nut to crack. It's a cakewalk for you. So, imbibition of virtues, imbibition of powers will occur only and only when ears will become golden vessels. That will happen only when you take purity, take the pledge of purity. The purer the soul, the easier is it to imbibe this knowledge. So become complete like the Father. And work on these two things. Sanskar and second, defects. Baba has used the word defects. What are my defects? Defect, flaws, imperfections, failings, shortcomings, bottlenecks, whatever you call. What are the defect? Kami, kamzori. What are the defects in the soul that is not allowing it to become complete? I would have become complete long back. But probably there is one hidden defect. Find that incognito defect. Which is that defect which is escaping me? I am trying to find out, but it is so surreptitiously hiding that I am not knowing it. But I need to find out. And as I said, you have to x-ray your own soul every day. Those laser beams should fall on your own soul. So, in order to find this defect, work on samans. Work on purity of soul. So that you can see and work more on silence. Work more on solitude. Work more on self-checking. In Sunday's Murli Baba has used a very beautiful word. Time booking. Time booking. You do time booking. So you have to do time booking for self-checking. You have to do time booking to find out your own faults. In Mahabharata, there is a very beautiful incident. Just before the battle of Mahabharata was about to start, Yudhishthir, the elder brother of Pandava, he got very unhappy. Yudhishthir, he got unhappy. He got disheartened. He said, no, I won't be able to fight. How can I fight grandfather? How can I fight my gurus? The day before the battle of Mahabharata, he got despondent. He said, no, it's beyond me to fight. I can't even face them, not to think of fighting. So Arjuna is the person who comes and he does the counseling. He says, no, you have to fight. What is there in not fighting? Arjuna is counseling his elder brother Yudhishthir to fight. Because problem is not his at present. Problem is his brother's. So he has become a counselor and he is counseling him. You have to fight, you have to fight. Don't worry, nothing is there. You have to fight. They did so many bad things to us, these Kauravas. They should be taught a lesson. They should be brought to book. We have to give tit and tit for tat for them. Okay, that's what he did at night. Next day, when he was about to fight and he was in front of Kauravas, he became unhappy. His body start quivering, quaking in the boots. He got despondent. He left his bow and arrow and he took a backstage. That happened to him. So when the problem is not ours but somebody else, we can counsel. But when it was his problem, then he needed somebody else. Then that Krishna had to intervene and counseling him. So here, why I'm telling you this is, we need to study our own mind. Baba is saying to get rid of defects, sanskar. Because sanskars, they have become our form. We have accepted them as our own. That sorrow, soul has sucked that sorrow, absorbed that sorrow within. And outside we are doing every purusha. We are doing classes, giving classes, doing seva. But that sorrow is always there, somewhere. Because it is deeply inviterated here, in the grey matters, in the cortex of brain, somewhere deep within. We have to reach the plane of subconscious mind, then only we can counter-tackle these problems. And for that, you have to do time booking. You need time, you need solitude. You have to do deep checking, you or we all rather. So, you means not you. We all. Somebody even questioned me this. While talking in Hindi, you say aap. And while talking in English, you say you. But you is English usage. That means, that doesn't mean you, but in particular, it means we all. Okay? So, okay, but it is better to use we, I think. That's more humble. So, this software of sorrow, of suffering, or defects, or sanskar are within us. So, we need to work on these sanskar. We need to work on these defects and make virtue our natural nature, make power our natural nature, make gyan our natural nature, make yad, make remembrance our natural nature. It's not that we will remember him in some particular fixed time. Not like that. We become the very embodiment of remembrance. We are in the remembrance all the time. While sleeping, we are in remembrance. While moving, while talking, every time. This is such a good stage. Very light stage. Where you are in perennial remembrance. Ceaseless remembrance. Such incessant flow of remembrance is going on within the heart. That fragrance of remembrance, that ecstasy of remembrance, that melody of remembrance you are hearing all the time. That is known as to become like the Father. Father here means Brahma Baba. Just as he was all the time in remembrance, in the similar manner you also become the embodiment of remembrance, embodiment of virtues and embodiment of powers. Yad Murt, Gyan Murt, Shakti Murt. Or Shakti Swarup, Yad Swarup or Gun Swarup. That should become your form. Then and then you will be said that you have become equal to the Father. Om Shanti.